Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into First Take on a Feel Good Friday. It has been a minute. Very collegiate.
Yes,
I like this, Jay Will. In
well,
the
he
building.
Says I don't come to the
how
game
doing,
dressed
how we feel
for success. So I just want to make sure I stepped up my level.
Dress for the job you want.
Not for the job you have.
Yeah.
Very, very good advice. I'm glad to learn that y'all listen to me from
we
time
are.
To time. Thank you so much. You look very nice today, Mom.
Thank you.
You seem very mild-mannered.
I'm tired. I'm tired, bro. I've been traveling a lot, you know. I've been traveling a lot, damn it. But I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm ready to get to the finals and get this over with, but I'm good.
Okay.
Sorry you won't be going to Miami. I apologize. Let's just be honest about it. We know what time it is.
Here's the good news. You'll be up there in the Bay Area, and you can go to L.A. in between. So it's all good. Let's go.
I can't go to L.A.
Why? You can absolutely.
Because I have to work, Molly.
You get days off. Go to wine country. Go to.
I get days off.
No, in between the games.
You get days off.
Okay.
Let's go.
Do you guys want to talk some basketball?
Of course. That's why I'm here.
Oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last night, the Warriors became the first team to reach 6 finals in 8 years since MJ's Bulls. Sounds like a dynasty to this girl. Led by 32 points from Klay Thompson, the Golden State Warriors drowned the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. When you faced adversity, oftentimes you feel even more grateful for those good days. And boy, did Klay Thompson have a good day. And he's certainly feeling that way after being sidelined for 2 seasons.
Man, you're gonna make me emotional, man. It's just hard to put into words, man. Like, I dreamt of this day during some dog days. And to be here, I'm so thankful for our squad, man. They started the season so incredibly well, allowed us to finish out strong, and we are 4 wins away from a championship.
Splash Brothers in full. I'm so happy for him, by the way, after 2 seasons and then to get back and to lead them to the win. Stephen A., what's the importance of Klay for this title run?
I think he's everything. You know, listen, he's the one guy that has the capability to galvanize a crowd, particularly in the Bay Area, similar to what Steph Curry does. That's the kind of impact that Klay Thompson has on this team. It's not to diminish anything anybody else is doing. Jordan Poole, Kevon Looney, even Moody coming off the bench as a rookie and doing what he did in impressive fashion. Of course, the continued leadership of Draymond Green. We take all that into consideration, and we know what Steph brings to the table. But when Klay Thompson is balling the way he can ball and the way he is supposed to ball, the Warriors look like the Warriors. When it's Steph without Klay, it's just Steph. It's Steph carrying the load. But when Klay gets going, it seems to be that's what we anticipate when we expect a collective effort from the Warriors. And I think about Klay averaged 18 points a game on 47% shooting in this series. His 3-point shooting percentage is still approximately at around 37% for this particular series against Dallas. But in the end, what it comes down to is that he's incredibly pivotal to the success of this team, because even though he's not what he used to be defensively, because he's been out the last 2 years before coming back in January, he's still formidable enough defensively, and you are going to need that with these upcoming NBA finals. You don't just need Klay the shooter. You need Klay the complete player.
I just want to say I am so happy for Klay. 941 days that he did not play basketball to now be back on the court after a torn ACL and then a torn Achilles. I didn't know if we would ever see this version of Klay. So I just want to give him a standing O for that, because that takes an incredible mental fortitude to get back on the court.
Perseverance.
Yeah, I think he's pivotal. But I also think that Jordan Poole, even though he hasn't been exploding the way he has throughout the regular season, is a huge piece that can provide that momentum. Now, he's not the same momentum bucket getter like Klay, because when Klay gets going, you feel the energy differently. But having Jordan Poole that can help when there are lulls offensively from Steph and Klay allow you to tread water. So at times, he's very important. I'm not saying he's not. But I don't think he's as important as he used to be, because you didn't have a guy like Jordan Poole that can give you those buckets when you needed them. So important, yes. And I'm not minimizing the importance of Klay Thompson because he's still important. But at the end of the day, when you got a guy like Jordan Poole that can still create, and there are times Patrick Beverly has talked about having players being on cones. You know, look, there were times Luka Doncic was on a cone last night when Jordan Poole had the ball because he can dance, go get it. And there is a similar momentum, not the same type of momentum, bucket getter, but there's a similar momentum with Jordan Poole.
No question. But I will say this, Jordan Poole, and this is not – we can't throw any shade on him because he's averaged like 16 points in this series against Dallas, okay? But he did it shooting 63% from the field. He only took like 44 shots this entire series. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether to be concerned about that or not. I know we saw Klay getting going, okay? We obviously know who Steph is and what have you. But I'm saying Steph obviously took 90 shots. Klay Thompson took 76 shots this series, all right? Andrew Wiggins took 78 shots. Jordan Poole had 44. Now, that could be on purpose because Wiggins got going, Klay Thompson got going. Mm-hmm. You roll with that. But remember how we were talking about Jordan Poole in the first round series with Denver? Because we saw what we saw. That's dropped off to some degree in the Memphis and now the Dallas series. I'm only bringing that up because I believe we'll need to see more if indeed they end up playing the Boston Celtics, who I believe are going to win tonight. So I'm keeping my eyes out for that because you're going to need all your horses. You're going to need all your ducks in a row. If you're going to beat the Boston Celtics, you're going to need to be complete. You can't be lacking in any category if you're the Golden State Warriors. You got to bring your A game to win this finals. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the other half of the Splash Brothers. Yeah. Steph Curry, meanwhile, with his performance, took home the first Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP award. Here's how the five-time champ reacted. It's really cool that the greatest shooter basketball has ever seen, a friend, future Hall of Famer, great person. Steph Curry won the first ever Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP award. Congratulations. Jay, I'll start with you. How significant of a challenge is this finals in Steph's career?
So I honestly think this is the most meaningful NBA Finals that Steph will have of his career because the Boston Celtics are metrically the best defensive team that he's ever seen in the NBA Finals and for this dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. Like, look, they're number one in field goal percentage, number one in points allowed per game, and they also have the Defensive Player of the Year in Marcus Smart. So when I look back at the 2015 World Championship, right, and look, all championships aren't created equally. You had Kevin Love who missed the entire series. You had Kyrie Irving who missed a ton of games due to injury. Then obviously 2016, they're up 3-1. Draymond kicks, you know, he gets suspended for the games. They lose that. 2017-18, you have Kevin Durant who got NBA Finals MVP. And now you're talking about them missing the playoffs for 2 years. Now you're playing against a team in which Steph is setting it up for him to have his Heisman Trophy-like moment against a team that is so complete defensively, even with Marcus Smart being somewhat hobbled. The defensive discipline that the Boston Celtics bring to the table, 1-5, all the pieces fit. Yeah. You have Robert Williams, if he's healthy, being able to roam the paint. You have Marcus Smart that will probably take on the primary defendership role of Stephen Curry. You have Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown that can switch everything, long athletic wings. And then you have Al Horford, even as a second rim protector, but a high basketball IQ who knows where to be all the time. That's why I think this is going to be the biggest test for the Golden State Warriors about all their runs.
S.A., real quick, let me just ask you, what do you mean by Heisman Trophy winning performance? Because he hasn't won a finals MVP?
No, I'm just saying, like, going against the he's
just
never played
who
against
he's facing.
Yes.
Not okay.
Yeah, I didn't bring in the MVP finals thing. That's not part of the conversation for me. I'm not one of those people.
Okay.
He doesn't need to win the finals MVP to cement his legacy to me.
I agree.
I am not on that train.
I agree with that. I think he's the greatest shooter we've ever seen in our life.
No, just one.
And he's a three-time champion. And so these people out here who thinks that he has to win an NBA finals to cement his legacy. When you have established yourself undisputably as the greatest shooter God ever created, and you're a three-time champion, there is no such thing of needing to win an NBA Finals because you already established yourself as the specialist in a particular category. When we look at Magic Johnson, we look at his passing ability and his overall ability to run a show. When we look at Isaiah Thomas, we look at the miniature dynamo, the small guard, and the, how he beat giants throughout his career. Yeah. We know what Jordan brings to the table. We know LeBron James' resume. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter God ever created. When you think shooting, you think him. And the fact that he's got three championships and five finals appearances, now six. There's nothing. He doesn't need a finals MVP to cement his legacy, but I will say this. Boston is a different beast.
Yes, they are.
And I mean, and to the Miami.
Do you agree with what he said, that this is the toughest team that he's potentially facing?
I believe so. I believe so. Let me say this to you, and I hope the Miami Heat are listening. I'm not discrediting the Miami Heat at all. Mm-hmm. Miami is hurt.
Yeah.
They don't have the bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not about, oh, is Jimmy Butler really a star? But Tyler Hero can't play. He's missed the last two games. Jimmy Butler's knee is not right.
Yep.
It is clear, okay? Kyle Lowry is hurt. Now, we can sit up there and dismiss Kyle Lowry all we want to. This brother's a champion, and he's been a pit bull his entire career, all right, and a master at drawing fouls. He can change games with his defensive prowess as well. Let's not ignore all of that. But they're all hurt. You gotta be. You'd have had a problem beating Boston if you were healthy.
Gabe Vincent and Max Strus can only take you so far.
Listen, Max Strus is a different.
That's a different conversation.
0-16 over the last two games.
Well, him and Kyle Lowry, one of 28.
I understand that. I understand that. But like, again, Kyle Lowry hurt. Now I understand that Strus tweaked his hamstring to some degree. But my God, 0-16, Jesus! Now I will say this to you: Boston is a different animal, and here's why. It's not just that their defense is tenacious.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to double. They switch.
Switch everything.
They switch. They make sure someone's always in your face. No shots are going uncontested when they're on their game. Everything is being contested. So when you combine that with the fact that Jaylen Brown is 6'6", and Jason Tatum 6'8", 6'9", and Robert Williams is 6'10", 6'11", and Al Horford is 6'10", and Marcus Smart is this pit bull that's the reigning defensive player of the year. And then you got guys like Derek White and Grant Williams coming off the bench. The one thing that we know about Boston, oh, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
They ain't running from nobody. This
Which team is actually better?
That's right. Well, I'm going to say with the Warriors.
I think the Warriors are slightly better, and I'll give them the edge because of experience.
Okay.
But here's what I will say, and it's not a knock to these players, but, like, Marcus Smart is not Matthew Dellavedova. He's not Fred VanVleet, right? Like, if you pay attention, and I get the Kawhi Leonard stuff when the claw when they played against Toronto, but Kawhi was a bigger wing. If you pay attention to Marcus Smart, he will chase your tail off every screen. He will stay attached to your hip, and he has relentless energy because his conditioning is
and
different.
And remember, he's physical. He's the one that got Steph Curry out for a few games, diving for the loose ball, upsetting Steve Kerr. It rolled on his knee and stuff like that. Marcus Smart is going for it. He's coming for you. And so it's not just a matter of skill. It's also a matter of will because Boston is going to get up in you and they're going to make you uncomfortable. They're going to crowd you. They're going to suffocate you. They're going to beat you up. They're going to do all these things and dare you to withstand it.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden State is the epitome of finesse. They are a finesse team.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a team that's bigger than you and physical, and by the way, know it and live off of that. Again, we're looking past Miami. The only reason we're looking past Miami is because I don't believe they're healthy.
Yeah.
They don't have the. I picked Boston to win this series in seven games when I thought they were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would go seven. I look at Miami now and I'm like, damn, who's going to play? Who's going
to
play?
Boston's to lose.
Because they're just I watched the video of Kyle Lowry coming off the bus. He was limping coming off the bus. He's hurt.
So, Stephen,
he's hurt.
This is why I need Steph and these guys to win this, right? Because, first off, I think Steph is going to be top 10 before it's all said and done. But there are a lot of people out there that like finding holes in the argument of his legacy. And, like, the word legacy always comes up, which really bothers me. Because, oh, well, Kevin Love was out, or Kyrie was out, or then they got, you know, then they had it, but they lost Draymond Green, and Steph couldn't be there in those big moments. And then they had to bring in Kevin Durant, who got NBA Finals MVP, and, you know, then Klay was out. So, like, for my thing, I just want to shut all those people up. I do. Because Steph deserves all the praise in the world.
I don't think this will even do it. I think people just hate on Steph.
Exactly.
I think people hate
people
on
find
Steph
holes.
For a multitude of reasons.
Well, people find holes in the argument. People find, like, well.
I don't know if he wins another finals. People are still going to hate on Steph Curry.
Well, let me tell you
you
why.
You went four?
Let me tell you why.
First
of all, let me tell you why they're going to hate on him. Because in their eyes, he's too perfect. Yeah. My point to you is that I love him. He's a great dude. And he's a great player.
Exactly.
And by the way, he's a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
People, let me tell you something. Who don't want to play with Steph? I want y'all to watch when the Golden State Warriors, and give Steve Kerr a lot of credit because they play selfless basketball for the most part. It ain't just Draymond. Draymond is just the most gifted at it. Mm-hmm. But it's not just Draymond. You could be a shooter. Even the shooters defer to Clay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, defer to Steph.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll sit up there. If they open and Steph's open, Steph getting the ball. Yeah. It's automatic. It's instinctual. And no one has a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem with being deferential. They don't have a problem with giving them the credit. He's loved by everybody. He shows up to perform. He doesn't cheat the game. He doesn't get him any trouble. He's got a great family.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that, listen, the dude is blessed. He's not only blessed as the greatest shooter that we've ever seen,
yeah.
but he's been blessed with the proper surroundings where he's the great person. And you got some people that hate on him because they can't be him.
That's what I was alluding to. The other thing I like about him is he's so cocky on the court and he's so humble off the court.
I'll tell you something else. They have fun. Like, when do we see athletes at this level have fun?
Well, it's fun
the
to
way
win.
He's having fun.
Give Steve Kerr credit for that.
I will.
Because the system
yes.
that they play in, how can you not enjoy playing in that system? Because if you can put the ball in the hole,
yeah.
understand that with Golden State, everybody eats. If you can shoot, Steph Curry ain't stopping you. Steph Curry ain't stopping you. Clay ain't stopping you. If you can shoot, go ahead and shoot. Everybody eats. With the Golden State Warriors. And that's why you have so much fun, because you don't feel deprived. You have your opportunity to shine playing for the Golden State Warriors if you can put the ball in the hole. Everybody knows that, and that feeds that kind of joy that you see.
Of course, and that's real success, mm-hmm. not just you succeeding, but exactly. everyone around you. All right, guys, let's get to the West. So meanwhile, not quite the performance we expected from Luka Doncic. His streak of scoring 30 or more points in elimination games was snapped at 5. He shot 10 of 28 from the field with a plus minus of negative 12, and he didn't score a point in the second quarter. Here's Luka on his performance.
I don't like losing, especially not like this. I play like terrible. I'm really proud of this team, man. Nobody had us here, but I promise we fought till end, you know. I think you can see a championship team the Warriors are, and we gotta learn how to be that.
All right, Jay, well, do you have an issue with how Luka played last night?
No, I think I have a bigger overall issue that I like
to
address. Well, that's another conversation, the fashion wear. Look, let me preface everything I'm about to say by Luka is one of the most offensive, gifted players that the game of basketball has ever seen. I love watching him play. And he has taken a lot of undrafted players and second-round players mm-hmm. to the Western Conference Finals that deserves a lot of praise and a lot of credit. But I will not let anybody ever again, until he proves it, put his name in the same conversation with LeBron James. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to come out the similarities of passing, the footwork, the body size, all of that. Because I think for me, for Luka's name to be mentioned in that same category, even though the stats may start to, you know, associate him in that realm, LeBron James, the effort that I saw him give on the defensive end, night in and night out, it's just different. It's exponentially different. Now, we have Patrick Beverly on our network for the last couple of days, and his commentary is always very enlightening.
He's coming on the show, by the way.
Enlightening. And he talked about certain players in the NBA being cones, right? I don't know if you saw, there are multiple times like where I'm questioning the effort of Luka defensively. Jordan Poole had him on skates where he blew by him. There are times defensively in transition where Luka doesn't even run back with a sense of urgency. So when I start talking about the great players in the game, the greatest players in the game, that 0.0001%, you at least, even with Steph, I'm seeing him give effort. He may not be as great as a defensive player as a LeBron James and Michael Jordan, these guys, but he's giving effort. He's showing you that mentally he is applying himself. And for Luka to have to get his name in that upper echelon as the LeBron James, the Giannis's, I need there to be effort. And I think that's the next step we're seeing in the evolution of his game. Now, his body may not ever be able to change, but the conditioning aspect, not only of his body, but of his mind, about him drawing a line in the sand and being that complete player on the offensive end to a certain degree on the defensive end, that's what I need to see from Luka that sets a tone for the rest of the players on his team for him to take that next step.
Well, you're not wrong. You're just not complete. Luka just finished averaging 28-9-8 during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
During the postseason, looking at his numbers here, okay, in the Western Conference Finals, he averaged 32-9-6, okay?
Incredible.
Throughout his playoff career, in his 3 years in the league, we're talking about him like he's been in the league for 10 years. Luka's been in the league, what is it, 4 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 3-4 years or so. Luka Doncic's career playoff averages are 32-9-8. Why is the comparison with LeBron coming up? Because he's ball dominant and dictates pace. That's why. When you look at LeBron James has the ball in his hands. He creates and then exploits mismatches.
Uh-huh.
Where you're right and where the real focus needs to be on in regards to Luka is his commitment, not his skill. His skill is there. Here's his problem. He's not in great shape. He's not in great shape. Understand, Molly, I've been at games where I'm on the court and I'm standing behind LeBron James. I'm not the biggest dude in the world, but I'm 6'1", nearly 200 pounds. You can't find me. LeBron is massive.
Yeah.
He's 6'9", 260. You ever see the shoulders on this brother?
Yeah.
He's ripped like a chiseled brick house. He's constantly in shape. LeBron doesn't get in shape. LeBron stays in shape. LeBron's in shape now.
Mm-hmm.
He never lets go.
Yeah, it's a life.
Luka's one of those dudes. Luka, the reason why you don't see any effort on defense is because, A, what's expected of him offensively, and, B, because he don't have the energy nor the passion. That's why you're not wrong in what you're saying. But it's not like he can't do something. Luka's a guy, like Jason Kidd stated months ago, this is step one. Step one is him getting to this place and understanding his responsibility. Step two is now, okay, we know what you can do for us offensively. Now, what you going to do to help us win games in other areas? Because you need to be in better shape. You need to defend. You need for opposing defenses to not pick on you and to ask for you because they know they can take advantage of you because you can't keep up. Because Luka's not that guy. He's not in shape. And so as a result of it, when we talk about a guy like LeBron James, for example, let's understand, of all the great things that LeBron James has achieved, 10 NBA trips to the finals, 10 trips to the NBA finals, 4 championships, etc. Of all the things that we should pay homage to LeBron for, to me, the number one thing is his professionalism. He doesn't cheat you. He's always in shape. He's always ready. You literally have to hurt him for him not to be ready because he takes care of himself because he understands the responsibility that comes with being a professional and he embraces it and lives up to it.
Allow me the opportunity because I want to help you reframe how you're thinking because I said that there are similarity traits, right, as far as passing dominant. But my thing is that does such a disservice to LeBron James by us putting their names together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said something so illuminating to me. We're talking about one of the best, and you're leading with a headline stating that he's not in shape. Listen to that for 1 second. He's not in shape. So what that's saying is, for a guy like LeBron James, who came in from high school,
mm-hmm.
who had this undesirable, this mindset that he was relentless with his shape and his conditioning, like, completed with the skill set, that's my bigger point, Stephen A., is that I can't put Luka in that same conversation because I don't see that mental commitment And I understand that where he's maturing towards.
Right.
Right. But he can't be there yet if he's not that commitment that he hasn't have yet.
But what I'm saying to you is nobody is saying it like that. What they're saying is there's a similarity in style. If I'm watching a boxer and one's in shape and the one's not in shape, but your style is similar to that fighter. You're not saying he's that fighter that he's on that level. You're saying that there's a style of play that this dude exhibits, and that's what happens. And when you look at Luka, because he's ball dominant and he's exploiting mismatches and he's dictating pace and he does it so skillfully in most instances, you look at him and you say, okay, who's the one person that does that even better? That's LeBron James.
I know.
And that's the only reason.
So but nobody's comparing the two.
Defensive player of the year, a guy who has a relentless heart on the deep. It's just.
No, it's the style.
I hear the style.
Nobody's confusing it.
Because you're talking about nuance.
Jay,
I'm saying,
do you agree that he's not in shape, that there's another level he
I've been saying that. I've been saying that.
We all know that.
I've been saying that.
We all know
about
that.
About him since the beginning.
And he, believe it or not, he's held the Dallas as great as Luka is. He's held himself and the Dallas Mavericks back from being all he can be and being all they can be because as great as he is, he leaves something on the floor because he's never fully in shape.
But see, you can have styles that look the same, but the complete packages are completely different. You have one that is the complete package. You have the other that shows traits to potentially be that.
It's a discussion if somebody said, it's an argument rather, if somebody said Luka's comparable to LeBron James, they're on the same level.
People do say that.
I haven't heard that.
People say that.
I haven't heard that.
Not saying on the same level, but people say they're comparable.
They'll say their styles are similar. And Luka's a bad brother. He can ball. This is not
a scrub. I agree with you on that.
This is not a scrub.
There's levels to it.
But what happens is that when you inch towards greatness the way that he has, ultimately, what's missing is going to become more flagrant because what's the excuse for missing it?
Understood.
But I just want to say in terms of he's held the Mavs back, he's also, I get your point. He's talking about the being in shape, the defensive side, but he's also uplifted the franchise.
Yes.
Both things can be true.
But also,
I just don't want people taking that out of context.
I think this is important that we actually clarify this. We are talking about a different level. We're talking about this level up here that is that small, rarefied
air.
You
mean LeBron?
The difference between, like, a guy like Luka, who has elevated his team.
Yeah.
But, like, we're talking about Luka. Some people are projecting he has a chance to be one of the greatest to ever do that. So to be the greatest to ever do that, like, there are different levels to it.
Yeah.
That's all.
You know what? I heard you elevated your team. So apparently, do we have some video here? Jay Will?
I elevated my team?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
What's this?
Okay, I don't know. I'm just going to let it happen.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, well, I got to make the shot first.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to make the shot first off. I was laughing too much.
Oh, my.
How are you guys going to do this?
We were working out. We were just working out at Cameron. That wasn't even a strong jab move.
Can you please tell everyone why you're working out together and what you're training for?
And why at Cameron?
Well, we were down there. We were doing our affiliate tour, 999 The Fan.
Yeah.
And so Key and I were just working out. Key caught some footballs over at Duke practice football facility, and we went to Cameron just to shoot some hoops because we're playing Allen and Bart Scott.
Yeah, it looks
Brent
like
Alhan
he needs to get
two on two.
He should call Luka. They can work out together.
He was sweating profusely, though, after one route, Stephen A.
First of all. Oh, my God.
This is so mean.
It was the old man fault.
It was the old man fault.
That's old man fault.
Number two, why are you reaching? Why are you reaching? You're going against. Oh. Listen. We see Jay Williams, and we work with Jay Williams, and we argue with Jay Williams here on First Take, and we see him on radio, whatever. Jay Williams was a National Player of the Year. Jay Williams was a national champion. He's the number two overall pick in the NBA. You don't play basketball. You play football. Are you reaching? And anything what you do is, Molly, you step back about 3 feet and say, all right, you ain't get back. Just shoot the J. How are you getting up on Jay Williams? Why would you do that if you're Keyshawn Johnson? That makes no sense.
Okay. Hold
None.
On. Let me sell this a little better. So it's you and Key versus Bart and Han, and it's for charity.
Yes.
And you guys are playing for the V Foundation, and they're playing for Make-A-Wish. The winner getting 10K, runner-up getting 5K for their respective charities. And this is happening here at the Seaport.
Yes,
out on the basketball court. And this will be filmed?
June 1st, yes.
Yeah.
Probably live stream, so we'll see. Hopefully nobody gets hurt.
Well, let me say this.
Hopefully nobody falls.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want nobody to get hurt.
Let me be very, very clear.
Because Bart Scott may hurt somebody.
Listen, let's understand something about Bart Scott. We have to tell the truth.
He's here today, too.
Bart, now, this is important.
Such
this is important.
Neck.
This is important. See, Keyshawn tried to be a basketball player there. You're reaching. What the hell's wrong with you? It's not what you do. You back off of this man, okay? Because if you Keyshawn, because you can't stay with him, right? Bart Scott is not coming to play basketball. He's going to hurt somebody.
See?
Bart Scott is going to hurt somebody. He knows one thing. Hit people. That's the only reason Bart Scott is in this basketball
challenge. How did you guys pick basketball?
They picked it for us.
Why wasn't there like a football skill competition?
Six fouls and we have a referee, yes.
You 6 fouls and a referee?
Yes.
I promise you, Bart Scott's fouling out. So I got Keyshawn and Jay Will winning this.
Yeah.
Obviously because of Jay Will.
Yeah.
Okay. And we got to hope that Keyshawn going to last. You know, right? We got to hope. We got to pray. The brother, because my brother right there. I got to hope he going to last, all right? Allen Hunt, I'm not sleeping on him.
Yeah.
But this is Jay Will. The only way they lose is if Bart Scott gets away with hurting somebody.
He already said he's trying to sweep the leg. I'm like, damn,
no,
I only got one leg. I got one leg out here.
To you. Bart Scott wouldn't do that to you. Here's what Bart Scott is going to do. He's gonna slap those arms.
Oh yeah, that's a foul.
You ever shake Bart Scott's hand?
No.
Let me tell you something right now. Bart Scott slapping your arm, that's gonna hurt. I promise you that. It ain't your leg. He ain't gonna do that to you. But Bart, those arms, you better get your ice bucket ready.
Oh yeah,
Bart Scott ain't trying to play no damn basketball.
You need to bring your kids.
Bart Scott is coming to hurt somebody. Okay. You're gonna walk away. Bruised fingers, wrist, elbows, shoulders.
Okay, infirmary.
Make sure there's a medic on
You better have it. You're gonna need it with Bart.
Medic!
Bart Scott know how to do one thing: hit people. Hit people. I mean, other than do great radio
You're
television.
Crush. Are
Hit
you people. Kidding me? Thank you for sticking around for us. I know you've already done 4 hours.
Bart Scott, my condolences.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, our most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings awaits you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I'm Molly Karam, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening to the pod.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Colin Kaepernick, who last played professional football in 2016, the year that he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, worked out Wednesday for the Las Vegas Raiders, his first workout with an NFL team since being exiled. Cap's arm strength and conditioning stood out in his workout, but no signing was imminent as of late Thursday night. That, according to our Jeremy Fowler, the Raiders considered Kaepernick's workout a positive, a source said, and Las Vegas could be looking for another passer to serve as the backup for Derek Carr, despite trading for former New England Patriots quarterback Jarrett Stidham and signing Nick Mullins. New head coach Josh McDaniels is not entertaining hypotheticals, though. Take a listen.
We will only talk about the people that are on our team. I mean, Dave and his staff have worked out tons of guys, you know, this spring. And we really don't make comments about the evaluations that we made or, you know, what they look like, what they didn't look like, strengths and weaknesses, those kind of things. They're kind of, you know, private, obviously, for us as we look at things to try to make decisions to make the team better.
There he is, Ryan Clark. It's been a good minute. Great to see you. Great to see you. Great to see you. Tell me this. Is now the right time for Cap to get back in the NFL? What do you think?
No, it's not. The right time was 5 years ago. And the NFL doing this thing and doing it at this time, or the Las Vegas Raiders doing it at this time, yeah, it's cool and it's fun and it's going to be a story and it's going to be something we get an opportunity to talk about. But for me, it just raises more questions. Why is Colin Kaepernick more fit now for a workout or for an opportunity in the NFL than he was 5 years ago, coming fresh off of the football field? Why is Colin Kaepernick a viable option as a backup, a viable option as a team member or a player in your organization now than he was, and why wasn't he 5 years ago? And I think we all know the answers to that, Molly. And you use the word exiled. I will use the word blackballed. And I think you want to use that word for two reasons. One reason is that's exactly what happened. But the color black is important in that. Colin Kaepernick peacefully protested something that was going to support minorities. Now, there are many things that we talk about in the NFL and all of those things are applauded, but what Colin Kaepernick did, that's where we draw the line. There are so many different people who have committed crimes, who have done things in this league, and those people aren't bad for business. Colin Kaepernick was. Now, all of a sudden, because we've moved from 2016, even on our network, Molly, think about the difference in the rhetoric that is allowed by us. The opportunities we get to express ourselves and say certain things as it was compared to 2016. That's exactly where we are now in the league. Now in the league, it won't cost you money. You won't have to answer to your sponsors. You won't have to answer to your fans if Colin Kaepernick gets a workout, and that's why it's okay. This has nothing to do with his skill, nothing to do with his viability or his ability to play on your team. This is simply a time where they feel it's at least okay to bring him in. It'll be good for PR to say we at least tried, that things will have to change. But here's my issue. The NFL can't leave this thing looking good. Now, what I want, since Colin Kaepernick decided to take this workout, is that he gets an opportunity in training camp to get on the field and show us one or two things. Show us that he can no longer, or show us that he still can play. Both of those things are bad for the NFL. If he shows us he still can play, now we can talk about all the years this man has missed due to the NFL blackballing him for peacefully protesting. And if he can't, We're going to say the NFL wasted 5 years of this man's life where he could have been playing and living out his dream. Now, there are going to be people on the other side that say, okay, well, you know, he took a settlement. Well, he protested. He sued the NFL. All of those things are okay. But for me, if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, the NFL, or any of the teams, any of the owners, I say we can't give him a workout now because we did not then. And so I think this is a bad look for everyone involved.
I don't disagree with a single word that you said. To reiterate your point, he has been blackballed. He was blackballed. And we know this. We know that he peacefully protested. Most importantly, we know he was neither in violation of any laws or any NFL bylaws. There was nothing in the NFL bylaws that stipulated you had to stand for the national anthem. If we recall, the NFL stated that they strongly encouraged those to do so, but it was not a mandate like it has existed in the NBA and Major League Baseball. So when you take all of those things into consideration, it made their actions against him completely egregious. And we know this. We know that he should have been in the NFL years ago. We know that he's unfairly treated. We know that he was blackballed. And we also know why. Because you don't have minority representation, meaning black representation amongst the ownership groups in the National Football League. Shad Khan is Pakistani-American. I think Kim Pagula is an Asian-American. She's in Buffalo. Outside of that, you don't have any black ownership in the National Football League. You got older white males that were looking at nothing but their bottom line, heard the noise emanating from the political stratosphere, courtesy of the former president who had hijacked the narrative to his own advantage, and Colin Kaepernick suffered from it. There is no disagreement there. But if we're going to be completely open and real, which we both know you will be as well as me, RC, let's go back to 2019, because like you said, if you play him now, if you put him on there now, you should have put it on there years ago. And if you don't put him on there now, it's just a further evidence that you have blackballed him. So either way you slice it, the NFL is going to look bad, and they should. No disagreement there. But I'm tired of us, just as a society, not talking about what mishaps Colin Kaepernick may have done. Because he took a knee and because he protested, and we know that he was blackballed, we stopped there. Now let's get to what he could have done to work around that once it had been done. 2019, the NFL sponsored the workout. You refused to show up. You showed up on a high school field, right? Because you said you didn't trust them. Well, we already knew you didn't trust them. You sued them and you settled with them, okay? And most people who sue their employers don't go back to work for them. You were looking to do so. RC was on television then. I was on television then. A whole bunch of analysts, black and white, all over the place, all supported him. The public supported him. His contemporaries in the National Football League supported him. And society as a whole was emboldened to stand up and say, okay, go do this workout. That way, when you show what you show, and we know you're going to show it, we got your back. And he didn't trust us to do so. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about the fact that the NFL was who screwed you over. Society did it. Society was on your side. For the millions of Americans that were against you, there were tens of millions, if not more, who were for you. And we were ready to stand up and go like this. You see what he did in that workout? Now give him a damn job. Stop holding him back. You blackballing him. We gonna make sure your product suffer if you do this to him. He didn't trust us to have his back. And because he didn't trust us to have his back and he listened to his own peeps, he worked out at a high school gym instead of the NFL-sponsored facility that owned by the Atlanta Falcons. And he was never fully seen in that workout. And as a result, he wasn't signed on by anybody else. We can't just talk about what he did and how wrong they were to do what they did to him because of it, and not bring up the fact that that was a missed opportunity on his part that he should have and could have easily exploited, and we all would have had his back. And he may have been in the NFL since 2019.
You know, I guess when I look at that workout, and we've had this discussion before, I disagree with your stance on it. I disagree that it was done in benefit of Colin Kaepernick. I felt like it was done in benefit of the National Football League. And you are right. The National Football League has never... Yeah, the National Football League has never done anything like that for a single player. The only reason it did it for Colin Kaepernick is because, to me, it was almost an acknowledgement that they had wronged him, an acknowledgement that they understood that he was blackballed. They knew he was blackballed. Not going to say it was a conversation. It was, yes, it was an acknowledgement. Now, on the other side of this, we've talked about it. I think 18 of the scouts that were there were African-American.
That's right.
Well, African-American scouts aren't the only scouts making decisions. White scouts make decisions too, right? A minority scout, other minority scouts make the decision. Why is it a black workout? The other piece is it was during the season and it was on a Saturday, right? On Tuesdays, and we've had discussion, on Tuesdays is when teams have workouts. Why? Because football teams are off then. Now you can get GMs. Now you can get head of pro personnel. You can get the people that truly make decisions to put eyes on the guys that are playing. Now, obviously, you can tape it. You can send it all these places. But nothing is like being there, being able to feel, touch, and understand what is going on with that player on that day. Because none of those things happen. And we also have to remember the release form that he didn't trust the NFL enough to sign. And so much was going into that. And for a man that had stood on principle, which is the reason he was out of the league, I believe he stood on principle that day. Now, we could say if, and we could say maybe, and we could say it could be. Maybe all those things are true. And if you want to find fault in Colin Kaepernick, I guess you can work your way to finding fault. But for me, it's about the NFL. It's about the way they treated him. And I still believe that this is 5 years too late.
Well, first of all, I believe it's 5 years too late as well, number one. Number two, I don't believe I'm finding fault. What I'm saying is he did nothing wrong. But the fact of the matter is you knew what they did to you. You already knew you couldn't trust them. So the conditions under which they wanted to work out, we all publicly acknowledged was unfair to him. But we still believed in his abilities. And we still said when he goes there and shows them in spite of it, because he ain't getting in shape, he stays in shape. He's going to go out there and show what he's capable of doing. It will speak for itself. So we understand the parameters and we understood the obstacles. But we were all still sitting there. You didn't recommend that he not show up for the workout. None of us did. What we said is we see what y'all doing. We know what y'all doing. We know how slick y'all think y'all are. But we also knew that Jay-Z and others were communicating with owners and they were like, yo, you gonna give him this workout because you're not gonna treat this brother this way. It's important to our community that you do that. And it wasn't just black scouts who showed up or black player personnel people. It were white people there as well. It's just that 18 black folks showed up with them. The point that I'm making is in the end, regardless of the obstacles, we all face obstacles. We know how unfair. We know about the inequities. We know about the trials and tribulations we have to endure. We conquer anyway. You can't do that when you don't show up. He didn't show up. That's all.
Yeah, situation.
Yeah, for me, Stephen A., I totally disagree that him not showing up to that workout is the reason that Colin Kaepernick isn't in the league.
No,
right
I didn't
now.
Say that's the
Colin
reason.
Colin Kaepernick wasn't in the league.
I didn't say that's Colin the reason. Kaepernick I'm saying he should have done it because he would have conquered. He would have showed out. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that's the reason he's out.
Yeah.
I'm saying had he shown up, he would have showed out. And and I think that with the pressure that would have been brought to bear, they would have had no choice. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Gotcha.
RC's done. Okay, cool. Yeah, unfortunate on many levels, the whole situation, obviously.
He's been blackballed. It's totally unfair to him.
Yeah, and he missed the window. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just...
It's unfortunate that he even was in a position that he had to kneel, that we're still in this situation.
Exactly.
So that's why I say it's unfortunate on so many levels.
And the owners can get away with it because they know folks are still going to watch the NFL. And that's the real sad part about it, that they get away with doing what they've done to him. We know they ain't worth a damn.
Yeah.
You're right, RC. You're absolutely right. We know that.
Yep.
And he chose the greater good, but unfortunately missed out on doing the thing he loves, which is ultimate sacrifice.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them.
Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.